Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 4th of July, and right now it's partly cloudy on 30 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today predicts overcast with a chance of rain in the afternoon, with the temperatures ranging from low of 29 to high of 33 degrees Celsius and with a heat index of 37. It will be breezy with westerly winds at 15 to 20 kilometers per hour, shifting to the south in the afternoon. Later on, we can expect overcast with thunderstorms, then chance of a thunderstorm and rain after midnight, with winds from southwest at 15 to 25 km per hour. Chance of a rain is on 70%. Morning humidity was on 64 and it will drop on 52% by noon. Moon is waning crescent and illuminated on 15%. Today at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone is the second general meeting on water maintenance service. As you may recall, the community held a general meeting on April 10th in an attempt to resolve an ongoing and intractable dispute within Orville's water maintenance services. The meeting closed with a consensus between all present saying, "We appeal to Grace, Nagapan, Shamogam, Babu, Karuna, Marcus, Dirk and Selvam to meet and together work out a proposal on how to run Orville water maintenance service as one service unit and as one team. This proposal shall be written by Friday, 26th of April. The proposal will then be presented on the Resident Assembly for approval in a two-week decision-making process. If the Resident Assembly service has not received the proposal along above lines by Friday, 26th of April, another general meeting will be called. Since then, the community has seen two proposals. Check the Ornet and news and notes and put forward by factions within water maintenance service team, but not a single unified proposal. A mediation team, Alan, Elvira, Jesse, met twice with the water maintenance service team to assist in the development of this proposal. Despite this, the water maintenance service team remained divided into two subgroups, each offering its own proposal. And these two proposals, we're gonna look at it today. The working committee has posted a request for a study group on protective status for Orville, saying that there have been several ideas regarding a status for Orville that would translate into a real protection on the ground from developers and outside building in the Orville area. Many ideas have been mooted. This includes new town development authority proposed by the Town and Country Planning Department of Tamil Nadu for Orville, UNESCO World Heritage status, sensitive areas declaration, Orville as a panchayat, a new body on the lines of Delhi Urban Artists Commission, but with an environmental focus. They feel the need to come to an understanding of the pros and cons of each of these options. There is a need for a dispassionate and non-partisan analysis so that each of these options can really be evaluated according to a common set of parameters. A deeper study is needed to see what would be best for Orville. They would like, therefore, bring together people who have studied each of these options and those who would like to study the question into a study group, whose precise task will be to identify the parameters of evaluation, collect and study all the documents related to each of these propositions, come out with a visual presentation of these pros and cons of each option. But they don't want this group to descend into defense of or attack of one opposition or the other, but to be able to synthesize and the information regarding pros and cons of each opinion. The aim will be to put before the Resident Assembly some substantive background information to enable it to discuss the matter in October and thus to prepare for a discussion with the governing board when it comes in November. This group is open to all who wish to join it, who have something to contribute. All who join must commit to reading and analyzing all the documents collected and to attending the study sessions. This is not a group of blah blah or one-upmanship. It is to have a very dispassionate study of all of the options available to Orville at this time and to translate the legalese into words that Orvillians can understand. They especially welcome young Orvillians who are attracted by the idea of finding protection for Orville and are willing to really research and study the documents deeply. They also especially welcome those Orvillians, newcomers, who never have been part of such a study group before. They also welcome those who could help by being note takers of the meetings and who could write up reports to share the ongoing discussions with the community. The meetings of the study group will be open to observers and the process will be open. And they are asking to contact working committee at workingcom@orville.org in if you're interested to join and feel that you can contribute to this study group, and all ideas are welcome. The Resident Assembly Service, the Working Committee, and Orville Security with Safety Through Art is calling next week on Wednesday, 10th of July at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, a general meeting to discuss recent incidents of violence in the Orville area with agenda. Introduction of Orville Security team members with status reports by Orville Council, Working Committee, and Orville Security on various cases in recent weeks to investigate rumors and to develop a more clear picture of the situation. Status report of people involved in Orville Security, discussion of the measures taken so far, and an evaluation of their effectiveness. First-hand reports with reports from people who have been attacked to learn first-hand from their experiences. Safety through art, which is a non-verbal expression space because words often fail, particularly in relation to traumatic events or when protection is in question. Safety through art will provide a quiet, non-verbal expression space in the Unity Pavilion during the meeting. They hope to offer a safe, silent, and creative alternative to pressure to verbalize. Brainstorm to do the brainstorming session on steps to be taken and suggestions for better community organization in response. And a volunteer group formation which would work out steps and procedures to establish an appropriate response and ideally create a list of dedicated volunteers to help in task. Facilitation will be led by Mital from Working Committee, who kindly offered to facilitate the meeting. Orville Film Festival invites us to create an art installation for the Orville Film Festival 13. The challenge would be to create something out of organic and natural material from the bioregion or to create something out of waste. The installation would be exhibited around the venue at the town hall. They're asking us to contact them via mail at orvillefilmfestival@orville.org if you're interested. As previously announced, the by transport service, from 1st of July, the school bus during the morning, Wednesday and Saturday trips to Pondy are stopped. But from yesterday, July 3rd onward, Orville Community Transport, ACT, will provide to the community these weekly two trips for trial periods of 3 months, July to September. The starting points and timing of this bi-weekly morning service to Pondy remain unchanged and as follows. Wednesday at 9 a.m. from Matrimandir office gate, and Saturday at 8:30 a.m. from Verite and return from Pondy at noon on both days. But we should keep in mind that the ACT bus passengers are asked to carry a valid boarding pass. We may opt not to get a punch every trip, but punch as frequently as we can contribute towards the supporting the service. Travel passes are available from financial service in Town Hall and Aspiration and guest service above the solar kitchen. And sadly, Orville Health Service is informing that the taxi service for seniors would be discontinued from July onward due to lack of funds. They would inform the community when they resume such services again. On Monday, July 15, from 9:30 to 5 p.m. at Inside India Seminar Room, EcoPro will conduct a training workshop in practices with effective microorganisms, or as we all know, EM. The workshop will comprise of lectures on the basic microbiology of probiotics and the use of EM in farming and gardening and in animal care, in particular cattle care. Demonstrations of preparing activated EM and other EM-based farming inputs for soil improvement and pest control. A movie and a farm visit. Our villains are welcome to join free of charge. But they're asking us to inform them if we intend to participate beforehand at the EcoPro office on 262-2469. Cultural coordinator from Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, would like to present a talent show at Bharat Nivas, and they are saying that for all ages and all sizes in Orville, they would like to have a program that showcases different talents in Orville. Singers, dancers, acrobats, actors, mime artists, column experts, whatever it is that you are good at in performing arts and literature. All interested children, adults, teenagers, inbox them at kalai@orville.org in, telling what you want to do and if it's going to be a solo, duet or group. Remember to mention if you are a child, teenager or adult, and also mention your name and contact number. And last date of entry is 31st of July. New Era Secondary School in Aspiration is looking for a French teacher to work part-time with some of their students in 9th and 11th standard. Interested or villains or newcomers may come to see them directly at the office or call them at 262-2662 between 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Ellisoil Circus invites those interested to a meeting for inscription on Saturday, 6th of July, for children for 6 years onward at 10 a.m. and for adults at 2 p.m. at Miracle Community. Amphitheater team informs us that on Sunday, 7th of July at 7 p.m. at Amphitheater in Matri Mandir, we can sing Mother's Mantra Om Namah Bhagavate with Joya and Jivatman guiding the chanting. Everyone is welcome to join chanting or just be. Tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Ecofilm Club Sadhana Force, they will screen documentary Human Planet, Oceans, made in 2011 and produced by BBC and Discovery. At the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas, also tomorrow at 7.30 p.m., we can see comedy drama Monsieur Lazare, directed by Philippe Faraldier and made in Canada in 2011. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m., we can see Spanish romance thriller The Dancer and the Thief, which was made in Chile in 2009 by director Fernando Trueba. And on Saturday, they will screen an international action history horror, Brotherhood of the Wolf, which was made in France in 2001 by director Christophe Gans. There's no children film schedule still for Sunday, but at 8 p.m. at Cine Club, we can follow John Huston Film Festival. So this Sunday, we will see romance western, The Misfits, which was made in USA in 1961, and of course by director John Huston with Clark Gable and Marilyn Monroe. And the mother wrote in the words of the mother, Volume 17, "For him who is in union with the divine, everywhere is the divine's perfect felicity, in every place and every circumstances it is with him." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on OurLivingRadio.org.